Every December, we tell ourselves what we have to do starting January 1st. And every year, that list is toast by January 23rd. But you know what? You won't fail life if you don't make that list this year. Hi, I'm Corby Mitlind, and this is the Psychic Yellow Brick Road. The world is changing, and life doesn't have the spark it used to. So we look around and ask, where do I need to go to catch the magic again? You've found it. Welcome to the Psychic Yellow Brick Road, a weekly podcast that delves into the intuitive world, metaphysics, life purpose, and how to connect with the compassion of spirituality. I'm Corby Mitlind, and I've been on the Psychic Yellow Brick Road for 50 years. I'm a certified tarot master, past life specialist, psychic medium, channel, and author. And most importantly, I'm an elder in the field, ready to pass on everything I've discovered to you. So let's hit that psychic yellow brick road where you can find the real wizards and avoid the flying monkeys. Resolving not to resolve. I admit that for years I was part of the resolution crowd. You see, I get revved up and energized for the year to come in the last 3 months of the year I'm in. And I spend time every December writing an overview of my year, the highs, the lows, and the happenings that crept in when I wasn't paying attention. And for decades, I would take that overview and look over everything I felt I hadn't done well enough or things I'd never gotten to and make long lists of resolutions, the usual that we all do. Lose weight, start my next book, pay down the credit cards, find more expos to do. And on and on and on. And 12 months later, they ended up being things I would castigate myself about for not getting them done again. Every December, we look back at the past 12 months, count all the things we haven't done, promise ourselves we will have that spiritual awakening starting in January, and set our jaws and write those New Year's resolutions that we can maybe keep for 3 weeks. Do you really want to keep putting yourself through that every year? What if you decided that you didn't have to? Because you don't. And you won't waste all that good New Year energy either. Here's how. This year, resolve not to resolve and change resolutions to declarations. I invite you to make a new New Year's tradition for yourself. Review, preview, and new view. First, the review. Give yourself a good space of time, a couple of hours, an afternoon or evening if you can, sometime during the last week of the year. Sit down and think about how this year has been for you, from the good to the bad, and include the weird. Write it all down, as if you were sitting with your coach and mentor, in this case, spirit and your angels and guides. And be as objective about it as you can. You are not to beat yourself up about anything. Why? When you review the year quietly, thoughtfully, and objectively, you'll begin to see greater patterns in your life. You'll find places of true growth that you hadn't planned on. You will very probably find out that the times you thought were the absolute nadir of your existence aren't as dark and horrifying as you thought in retrospective. You got through them, perhaps permanently changed, but you got through them. And for every task you completed, every hurdle you jumped successfully, every triumph, no matter how small, I want you to congratulate yourself and thank all those wonderful people upstairs who are your guides and teachers for being there with you. Now, it's time to preview. Think about your goals for the next year. Divide them into different sections, for example, physical, the material world, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Write down everything you'd like to accomplish, and I mean everything. Then prioritize them. Read them over. If you could only do three in each category, which ones would they be? Then, which two? Then, which single goal in each area of your life is most important? You see, once you do that, you're going to discover a pattern within each segment. The 4, 6, 10 things you wrote down under mental or emotional, what single thing do they all point to? You've probably found a goal you'll be passionate about. And finally, new view. This is where we take those resolutions and turn them inside out. Don't concentrate on things where you've been unsuccessful before. Dump them. Just for this year. Instead, ask your heart what it really wants. Your heart, untrammeled by guilt, unaffected by what others tell you that you should want. Try making declarations instead of resolutions. Like affirmations, declarations are part positive thinking, part reprogramming, and a whole lot more constructive than resolutions. I mean, really, even the word resolve sounds like you're dealing with a problem, not raising up a hope and a dream. Here are a few that some friends have used over the past years, and they've all worked wonderfully. Instead of, I will go to church, synagogue, temple, mosque, every week, try, I deepen my dedication to Christ, Yahweh, Allah, Buddha, the goddess, all that is, and it's worked for me. Instead of, I will donate X dollars to such and such a nonprofit no matter what, try, I settle into a giving path, locally, gently, with meaning. I make a difference in the world. Instead of, I will go to the gym every day, lose 10 pounds, stop smoking, try. I love myself unconditionally and take care of myself the way I would a cherished friend or lover. Instead of, I will learn a new language, join social clubs, volunteer, try. I discern what single thing means the most to me and shape my life around it. You see, changing resolutions to declarations can be miraculous. What I want to model for you here is that while it's certainly laudable to want to make our lives better, sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees, literally. We are so busy focusing on one particular thing that we think might make things better that we forget to look beyond the particular task to see what we're trying to accomplish. If we leave the path open for the universe to take part in our journey, rather than insisting we must know every twist, turn, rest stop, and gas station ahead of time, then we usually find that the road is A, more beautiful, B, easier, C, shorter, and D, far more fulfilling than we could have traveled on our own. So this month, grab that glass of eggnog and start declaring that the new year to come is going to be your year for miracles. I've been guiding friends and clients since 1973. I love showing you opportunities and how to grab them, where the tough stuff is and how to get through it, and handing you your toolbox through tarot and oracle cards, past life exploration, spirit guides and angelic conferences, and mediumship. My website, corbymitlai.com, is full of articles, blogs, where to find me for live appearances, and where to listen to me as I guest on other podcasts. There's a full menu of readings, from short burning questions all the way up to the jewel in the crown, my soul plan readings, which are based on the work I did with Robert Schwartz. Whether it's general questions about your life in practical terms, romance readings, business consultations, discovering your sentence of passion, or digging into that single challenge that has run through your life, you can find the appointment that's right for you. You know, your opinion matters a lot. So if you enjoy this, take a few minutes to leave a review. Word of mouth is key with podcasts, so share it with others. And if you really want to help make the magic happen, go find me at patreon.com. There's a tier called I Believe in You. And for just a couple of dollars a month, you can be an official roadie and help all the things I do. The podcast, the books, the classes, the videos keep on coming. This has been Corby Mitlide. And until next time, keep those ruby slippers polished, and I'll meet you on the psychic yellow brick road.